You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time. From your desktop or phone. Start today. Right now, NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired.
There's a lot happening in tech. There's a big story today about Apple and Google collaborating to make it easier for Bluetooth-based electronic contact tracing. That's something I've talked about a couple times this weekend. It's a really good thing. I'm impressed that Apple and Google, who normally fight, are getting along, and I'm impressed with the option they've chosen. As I discussed earlier in the week, there's a trade-off between safety and privacy here, and they've actually chosen one that I think will help get the economy going again, help people be safer, and protect privacy. I'll dig in deep tomorrow. The story I'm most interested in, though, today is a piece that my colleague Louise Matsakis wrote. And she interviewed 9 Amazon employees, mostly working in warehouses. And these are people who don't normally talk to the press because Amazon doesn't like them talking to the press, and they usually have little incentive to. But Louise got them to open up about a lot of stuff, and it's really interesting. So one is the moral clarity in the jobs right now. Right? Amazon is essential to the American economy. Every company that ships and delivers, whether it's UPS, Amazon, or Walmart, has always been important, but it's really essential now that we're not going to stores. And the workers feel that. They feel that the moral imperatives of their job are even higher. There's a really moving moment where one of the workers says, you know, I thought of my job as just stacking sandwiches, but now I think of it as sustaining people at this moment of crisis. That's really interesting. Another thing that struck out is that Amazon is trying to keep these warehouses safe. There have been a lot of stories about coronavirus outbreaks at warehouses, which is, of course, extremely dangerous. It's very dangerous for the people who are there working in close proximity, and it's frightening for the people who receive packages, which means it could have a real effect on the U.S. economy. So Amazon has a financial interest as well as a worker health interest. So there are Amazon warehouses where people have their temperatures checked as they come in. There are places where there are markings on the floor to keep people isolated from each other. There are Clorox wipes. But one of the themes of the interviews and all the people who talked to Louise is that it's not really being enforced. The temperature checks, kind of haphazard. The lines where people can stand, kind of haphazard. And that's not good. We need Amazon warehouses to be places where the workers feel safe and where they genuinely are safe. So read the essay, read the interviews, and also we should all reflect on the importance of jobs. Sometimes we forget that they're absolutely essential in all kinds of ways. All right, I'll dig deep into the Bluetooth stuff tomorrow. See you then.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.